Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you too.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. Hopefully, we can do it now properly. Sorry about all the changes and everything. All right, so should we
Yes,
begin, sir, with your permission?
yes.
All right, good, very good. All right, so let's begin. Thank you, Rajiv ji. It was really interesting and great to come across your article on Purva Paschim. I'm writing an article, as you know, currently on Purva Paschim, the, I guess, cult classic film by one and only Manoj Kumar, Bharat Kumar ji. And you wrote an article 3 years, 3 4 years back when he was honored with Dada Saab Phalke Award,
Right,
and
that's right.
had some really interesting trivia and facts and information. And then I googled for you. I found you on LinkedIn and Facebook, and now we're connected. And
Right.
you,
I'm sorry, I'm having my tea, so you'll continue.
So then I searched more of your articles, and I found that you have written a couple of more articles also on Manoj Kumar. Apparently, you have also met him many times, and obviously, you have seen his film. You have published on him and his life in Stardust and elsewhere. So probably we can start with your insights, what all you saw when you were with Manoj Kumar, how you felt, and what's your insights on Sri Manoj Kumar, the only and pioneer nationalistic patriotic filmmaker and so on. So over to you, Rajiv ji.
The first thing which struck me about him in my first meeting, which was long, long ago, it was in the late 90s,
Okay.
and I had gone to just do an interview of his for Midday, general interview covering his entire career. He was a very passionate and articulate guy, you know, and I don't remember now what must have been his age at that time, but definitely he must have been 60 plus, which is not a very high age, but he was very, very passionate. At that time, he was planning a film on one of the great poets. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember because I have that article somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, it was on Omar Khayyam, but I'm
Over
not
him,
100%
okay.
sure. Yeah, something like that. Or somebody equally famous. And then he was telling me, these are my plans. I'm planning to have this kind of music and this and that. Then, of course, that was the first meeting, which was not very, long. It was at the most maybe 45 minutes. And then the second time when I met him, it was for discussing five of his films altogether for this Stardust Collectors issue called 100 Greatest Films of All Time. I'll just show it to you. This is the issue which came out in 2001, you know. And it was on five of his films. Now, unfortunately, out of those five, the oldest, that was Shaheed, which he starred in, he officially wrote the film. Unofficially, he ghost directed, I have heard, most of the film, if not all the film, but he doesn't take credit. We did not get the photographs from the producers on time because the producer was somebody else. And because of that, it did not feature in the issue. But one interesting fact he mentioned with great amusement, we are talking about Purva Paschim, a little bit of diversion. He says the set we had made of the jail,
In shade.
you know, yeah, was so realistic, and people were used to the filmy sets that most of the reviews wrote ki ye jo set hai शहीद के जेल का वो बहुत आर्टिफिशियल लगता है,
What?
फेक लगता है. तो
शहीद इज द मोस्ट
ही सेड
रियलिस्टिक पोर्ट्रेल ऑफ भगत सिंह एंड देयर इज नो अदर
या
रिप्लेसमेंट ऑफ द ओरिजिनल
करेक्ट.
शहीद 1865. यस, वंडरफुल.
तो
सो प्रोबब्ली
द सेट
लेट्स
वाज मेड इन सच अ
फोकस.
रियलिस्टिक वे.
सो प्रोबब्ली
बट
लेट्स
देन
गेट
ही
डाइव
टॉक्ड
इनटू
अबाउट
पूर्व.
ऑब्वियस. सॉरी.
या आई वाज गोइंग टू से लेट्स डाइव इनटू पूर्व पश्चिम मोर एंड व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन पूर्व पश्चिम एंड हाउ
या
व्हाट
See,
यू थिंक.
Purva Paschim, when I watched, I was very small. I mean, I accompanied my parents. And at that time, as it happened, you know, in our college, in our school, sorry, in school, in history, we are learning about some lesser known freedom revolutionaries of Maharashtra called the Chapekar brothers.
Oh yes, we have. I've at least heard
You
the name.
know?
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember I was doing a small, you know, to put on the wall of the classroom, I was doing a small essay on them, researching from the library. And we were in Kanpur, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, we were doing all those things. And, you know, it was like, I was very young and I was like, what, why should the British rule my country? Thank God they've gone, you know, that... zeal was there, you know, Subhash Chandra Bose, Veer Savarkar, Lokmanya Tilak, Mahatma Gandhi, you know. So I was in that zone already when we saw the film. And for me, therefore, it was less about East and West, which was actually what the base of the film was about, but more about free India and, you know, enslaved India. The thing which struck me even then as a small kid, you know, I don't even remember how old I was, probably around 10, maybe 11, 10, whatever. And I remember was, you know, I had been used to seeing these color films for a few years. And then I saw, you know, that the film began in black and white. So I was wondering to myself in the theater, a black and white film, now we are seeing all color movies. And how come they? So he had very ingeniously done something novel.
For daring of
him. He had used the pre-independence segment in black and white.
Amazing.
And he had used the rest of the film in color. And the color at that time also, you know, considering the limitations compared to today, the photography, the cinematography by V.N. Reddy was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the earliest films to be shot abroad.
Oh, yes. That's true. Yes. I think after Sangam and An Evening in Paris and Love in Tokyo, this was probably the fourth.
Yeah, there were a few others. Aankhein was there. Yeah. Spine Room was there. And there were a couple of others which I missed out.
Good.
Actually, you know, the first color film which nobody knows in India was made in the 30s, late 30s.
Oh, okay. Usually we count Aan as the first color film, probably.
Not color film, sorry. The first film shot abroad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shot abroad. Okay.
So, anyway, and what charged me about Purava Pashim also was, you know, because at that time I had not seen Upkar.
Oh, okay.
Anuj Kumar ke ek do pictures chahe dekhe honge. So, what charged me about the film ke, you know, ye iske gaane bhi kamaal hai. Gaane also charge me, you know, hai preet jaan ke ek sada main geet wahan ke gaata hoon.
Amazing.
And I was in a missionary school, but it was fortunately run by Americans. So, you know, that was the whole effect of Purav Par Pashim was hypnotic.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Even today, when I watch it again, it's just amazing. Yeah. Wonderful. So, all right, let's, I guess, get into the questions that I prepared for you. First of all, how do you think Manoj Kumar ji, you know, what was his inspiration? You mentioned in your article that his wife came up with the idea, but anything more you can add, how he got this idea of making this film?
No, I don't think so, because probably he must be feeling a little bit strongly about these things himself, because he's in a way a byproduct of, can you see me properly?
Yes.
I'm just opening the question.
Yeah, I'm opening the question. Yes.
Better?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely fine. Yes.
So he was himself in a way a byproduct of the freedom struggle. You know, he had lived life as a refugee in Delhi, in the outskirts.
That's true.
He told me they had to walk literally 1 or 2 miles to get milk every day and back. You know, and all those hardships. So those things had already influenced his psyche, you know. So
yes.
कहीं ना कहीं उनमें वो उनका उनके अंदर का राइटर भी जाग गया था. So that is why initially he went towards writers who were a part of the freedom struggle themselves, like Indivar ji and Gulshan Babra. Probably, you know, that natural bent was there towards patriotism. And then, of course, Verma Malik, Santosh Anand, they came in to write his... Santosh Anand was his own discovery.
Yes.
He was a librarian in New Delhi. He was introduced to Manoj ji, and Santosh Anand ka jitna bhi kaam hai Hindi cinema mein, 90% Manoj ji ka hai and Kamal ka kaam.
Bilkul.
But he was introduced in Purva Par Pashim. He did only one song, Purva Suhani Aire.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't think, you know, there are... Because whatever inputs he has given me, I have put in my articles. I don't want to do some guesswork and all.
Right. Yeah. Other so you mentioned. You mentioned that his wife saw one of their relatives who went abroad and settled there in UK. And that really disappointed her, and she shared this idea with Manojji, and then Manojji made the film Pulover Pashchim. And rest is history. Yeah.
Ingenious was the story he wrote from it, you know?
Very, very ingenious. Amazing story, amazing music. Is the one question I always have in mind, and maybe you can also, you know, enlighten us. Why is this tag of showman given only to Raj Kapoor and Subhash Ghai, not to Manoj Kumarji, who wore so many hats? He edited his films, he wrote his films, he wrote the lyrics of the film, he acted in the films. He produced, directed, so many things he also did. Films are...
I think there are two things here. One is if you see Manoj Kumar's best work as a filmmaker, they are restricted to the five films I told you.
Yes.
Shaheed, Upkar, Purabar Pashim, Shor, Roti Gapdar Maka.
Yes.
Kranti was a massive bumper hit. But Kranti, at the end of the day, was not so much a Manoj Kumar film as a Salim Javed.
Salim Javed film, because of screenplay. You
know, Lost and Found. Patriotic mein ghusa diya. Huge star cast. And the novelty of seeing Dilip Kumar again after a gap. This was Dilip Kumar's first film after Bairag.
Yes.
And also the fantastic music.
Yes.
I don't know whether you know this. That the final mixing of the songs of Kranti was done in the Sony studios in Japan.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. So and this is confirmed. This is confirmed by Kiran Shantaram, because it was his recording engineer who accompanied them.
Oh, wow.
The recording was done, most of the recording, if not all, was done in Raj Kamal studios. So, it did hugely well, because that was the era of Lost and Found and multi-star.
The biggest blockbuster, yes.
So technically, you know, aajkal jo hota hai, wo aajkal hum log 100, 200, 300 crore ki baat karte. But we forget the investment, you know, the original investment.
Yes.
In terms of return on investment, Roti Kapdar Makan, I think, still remains his biggest hit along with Upkar. But in terms of the total money and the scale of the collections. It was Kranti.
Kranti was the biggest.
But after Kranti, there's a downhill track, you know. He made only two films, Clerk and Jai Hind. And he produced a couple of films which also, none of these films did well. Maybe that's why, you see, Rajji and Subhashji had a more consistent record.
More bigger, assembly line kind
Raj Kapoor ki pehli hit, super hit 1949 mein hai, aakhir ki super hit 1985. Across changing audiences and tastes and values and cultures and generations.
Right.
Subhashji also had a long success span.
Long success, yes.
Other people were equally successful, but Manojji ka kya tha? Ye lagatar aaye na. If you see Shaheed to Roti Kapdar Makan is just 11 years.
Was short span. Yes.
Yeah, short span. He was called King Midas. You know, whatever he did as an actor, as a filmmaker, everything became
amazing.
So that's the whole thing.
Yes. So I have these questions for you on this, focusing only on this film Purabar Pashchim. What are some of the earliest films with the theme of Indian diaspora? Is Purabar Pashchim the pioneering film with this theme? Were such films never made until the era of DDLJ, 1995? Are you aware of any films in between them or even before Purabar Pashchim with any similar angles to their plot?
Frankly, no.
So
Purabar Pashchim, I don't think there were any successful films, even if they were.
Okay.
कहीं ना कहीं, but क्या होता है ना? See, when Purabar Pashchim was made, India was just about 2 decades old as a free country.
Yes.
So, maybe, you know, nobody thought of this topic.
So innovative.
To be fair, Manojji wouldn't have thought had, you know, his wife not told him the story. So in that sense, yes, it was a pioneering film. Just as Upkar was a pioneer film.
Upkar was another Shastri pioneering. Shaheed was pioneering. All of his products
Shastri
so
told him to make a movie on Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan.
For Jai Jawan, Kisan. That
became Upkar. Similarly, Shor was also in a way pioneering film.
Pioneering,
because
innovative.
Of subject attack.
Yes. Okay, so I'll go to my next question. Manoj Kumarji counts Gurudutt as one of his influences in general. Was Purav or Pashchim influenced by any earlier novel or book? Or Manoj Kumar ji was influenced by Mahatma Gandhi and Swami Vivekananda's criticism of the West, do you think, in your opinion?
No, he continuously keeps telling me this, and I agree with him. If you look at the broader perspective, he is not criticizing the West. He's saying hamara culture hamare liye theek hai, unka culture unke liye theek.
Right.
So he's not criticizing. He's saying that we should not needlessly adopt their culture.
Blindly copying.
Now, in view of what has happened today, I mean, we are looking at 50 years after Purava Pashchim.
Yes.
You know, we have gone beyond the slavery of the British.
Yes.
We have become our own nation, and then we have become slaves to a country called America and called consumerism.
So,
in that sense, no, he didn't criticize the West. What is needed is to criticize consumerism,
and capitalism,
and you know, America for me only because you know they have not kept English the same. They have damaged the language.
Okay,
they have damaged the language so much so that, thanks to the computers and the digital era, the language has been damaged even in UK, okay, which is the home of English. But otherwise, he had not criticized Western culture.
So, do you think he was influenced by Swami Vivekananda or Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore or Mahatma Gandhi? Because we see these portraits in Purav or Pashchim also, when Ashok Kumar, the Guruji, jahan rehte hain wo Allahabad mein, to background mein Tagore aur Vivekananda ki photo to dikhti hai humko is film mein, Purav or Pashchim mein.
वो तो होती थी ना ड्यूरिंग द फ्रीडम स्ट्रगल एवरीबॉडी
सभी के नाम होते थे
वो स्ट्रांगली पेट्रियोटिक हैड थे
सबके नाम हां वो फोटो लगाते थे ठीक है नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन पे जाता हूं मैं हाउ डज ही कुमार जी
वन पॉइंट ही एज उपकार शोज ही वाज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड मोस्ट बाय शास्त्री
जी इन उपकार वो तो 100% शहीद में भगत सिंह जी है 100% ऐसा मुझे लगा पूर्व और पश्चिम में कहीं विवेकानंद से इंस्पायर्ड थे या वो ऐसा कुछ आपको लगा हो
सॉरी
Like Shahid was inspired by Bhagat Singh ji, Upkar was inspired by Shastri ji. Similarly, Purav or Pashchim, I thought maybe said that it may be inspired by Swami Vivekananda's, you know, bipolar opposites of East and West and why we should merge them. And the fact that Allahabad ko rakha unhone center mein, Sangam dikhana cha rahe the kya wo Allahabad mein, Manoj Kumar ji, aisa kuch tha kya? I'm just overanalyzing. Oh,
jab aap unko milenge to aap puch lijiye, maine to nahi pucha, ho rahega.
Theek hai.
But that's an interesting view. That's an interesting point of view.
Thank you. All right. Next question. How does Shri Manoj Kumar ji feel about Purav or Pashchim? In one of the interviews, he mentioned that Shore 1972 is his most favorite product. What does he feel about Purav or Pashchim and its influence on later films? Once he hinted at the legacy of Purav or Pashchim, but did not get into details. What are films that are inspired or influenced by Purav or Pashchim? Ek baar Manoj Kumar ji ka YouTube mein interview dekha. Manoj Kumar ji almost mentioned that Purav or Pashchim is like a mother film that inspired many, many more films after Purav or Pashchim. Do you have any insights on that? That maybe
it inspired people to think along these lines, you know, migration. Abhi aap Swadesh ko bhi ek tarah se bol sakte.
Definitely.
Swadesh to me is a very boring film, you know. It's a pointless film. Boring, जो मनोज जी ने कभी नहीं किया जी ये पांच फिल्मों के हम जिक्र कर रहे हैं एंड इंक्लूडिंग क्रांति वाज नॉट बोरिंग इट मे बी अ यू नो वीडियो बट बोरिंग
इट वाज सो फन सो मच फन सो मच एंटरटेनमेंट यस
या एंड स्वदेश में एब्सर्ड चीजें दिखाई थी एक नासा का जो एक साइंटिस्ट है वो खुद इलेक्ट्रीफाई करता है विलेज को पानी लाता है व्हाटएवर यू नो एंड एक फिल्म थी जहां दो घंटे के बाद देखो और आधा घंटा ही गुजरा है घड़ी से So let's not talk about the foremost film, which I think is a direct hangover, has a direct hangover of Purav or Pashchim. You must be knowing it. Very well-known film and a successful film called Namaste London.
Yes, so directly naam bhi leti hai. Namaste London mein directly naam liya jata Purav or Pashchim ka. Yes.
So that apart, you know, aise topic pe bahut sari filme hui hai. Matlab after Purav or Pashchim, koi abroad gaya aur wo bigad gaya, ya fir wo villain bhi wahan. Foreign returned है वो आज तक चल रहा है
सब चल रहा है exactly it's amazing
see even a film
Pardes oh yes definitely oh yes
Apurva Agnihotri
huge
Apurva Agnihotri had does I won't say negative streaks but वहाँ का culture मतलब you can sleep with a girl before marriage and all you can rape her if you
इस point पे मुझे एक और आपसे पूछना है मुझे actually मनोज कुमार और सुभाष घई के बीच में बहुत कनेक्शन थी, मुझे लगता है इवन कर्मा वॉज इंस्पायर्ड बाय क्रांति इनडायरेक्टली एटलीस्ट. व्हाट डू यू थिंक ऑफ दैट कनेक्शन बिटवीन मनोज कुमार एंड सुभाष घई?
कर्मा वॉज अकॉर्डिंग टू मी हेवीली इंस्पायर्ड बाय शोले.
Shole, oh, of course, Shole's story idea is yeah. different. But even from Kranti, I think. What do you think? That connection. Kranti and Karma. Kranti and Karma.
Shole was inspired by, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Ye to chalta hi rehta hai. Inspiration right. is not copying.
But
I don't think that Purab aur Pashchim, matlab, ke baad mein. See, the only thing is you mentioned Gurudat.
Yes.
So Manoju ne definitely mujhe bola. He definitely bola ki Gurudat inspired me in my shots, especially during song sequence. Especially during song sequence.
During song sequence. Song sequence.
Not only song, but
camera
songs. Haan. But jis tarah se wo lensing karte the.
Amazing, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I just love his camera angles. Yeah. Manoj Kumar ji's camera angles.
He told me, it was Manoj ji who told me for the first time, something jo kahin na kahin mere dimag mein hoga aur baaki sab.
आपने बहुत से आर्टिकल लिखे मनोज कुमार से, राइट, डेफिनेटली मैंने वही आपके आर्टिकल में भी पढ़ा होगा, तो फिर आप इसलिए
ये जो स्टोरी रहती है
राइट,
ये हमारे हिंदी सिनेमा में या इंडियन सिनेमा में 5 मिनट के लिए जब रुक जाती है फॉर अ सॉन्ग, वो एक्चुअली रुकती नहीं, वो उस वक्त कहानी गाने में बताई जाती
है.
5 मिनट का गाना वो कर सकता है, 25 मिनट के सीन्स शायद नहीं कर पाएंगे.
और पोएटिकली और इमोशनली
वाइल एंटरटेनिंग द ऑडियंस म्यूजिकली पोएटिकली एंड गिविंग देम समथिंग टू टेक अवे व्हिच दे कैन हैव एट होम.
इमॉर्टल गाते गाने हमेशा याद
रखते हैं, आप घर पे लेके जा सकते हैं ना गाने, रिकॉर्ड्स बाय कैसेट सीडीज जो भी है, आज स्ट्रीमिंग जो भी है, आप घर पे. सो दैट इज व्हाट इट फॉर मी, ही वाज डेफिनेटली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय गुरुदत्त.
गुरुदत्त से, हाँ, आपके आर्टिकल से हाँ मैंने पढ़ा. अच्छा ठीक है. मैं जब मनोज जी से सुना मैंने यूट्यूब पे कि पूर्व और पश्चिम वाज लाइक अ मदर फिल्म दैट जनरेटेड मोर, सो मेरे दिमाग में आया कि शायद देश परदेश और हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा जो देवानंद ने बनाई शायद उसमें भी कुछ इन्फ्लुएंस लगा, लेकिन मुझे लगा नहीं. टोटली स्टोरी आइडियाज काफी डिफरेंट है देश परदेश और हरे रामा के. एनी थॉट्स ऑन दैट?
द फैक्ट इज दैट आई डोंट नो, देयर माइट बी सम 5% truth in this, but the fact is Dev Saab, after a certain stage, I think when he became a director,
like Devanand, Desh Pardesh,
he was inspired by what was happening in the world. And even a newspaper headline, these are his own words to me, again I met Dev Saab also a couple of times, 2-3 times. That newspaper headlines inspired him. The story of some family torn apart by drugs.
Hippie movement, Desh Pardesh.
Desh Pardesh ka jo theme tha, illegal immigrants.
So, human trafficking.
You know, whatever themes of his future films. So he was looking at newspaper headlines. And Manoj ji, in that sense, was also listening to a real story. Khali unke relative ki story paper mein chapi nahi hogi. Otherwise, it was real thing, na?
Real emotional inspiration. Yes, yes. Okay. Maybe I'll go to the next one. Manoj Kumar's earlier film Upkar, 1967, was a rural. Okay, I think you already touched upon this, but I'll just read out the question. Manoj Kumar's earlier film Upkar 67 was a rural farmer-based film. This was followed by a diaspora theme in Purab aur Pashchim. We see a similar sequence in Ashutosh Gavarikar's Lagan and Swadesh to a great extent. Is it a mere coincidence, or do you think it is Manoj Kumar's direct or indirect influence on Ashutosh Gavarikar?
No, no, it's a coincidence. It's a coincidence. I don't think we can read so much into that.
Yeah.
Because Lagan was not about the importance of farmers.
Yes.
Upkar ki kahani ye hai ki jab shaheed Manoj ne Lal Bahadur Shastri ji ko dikhai, to Shastri ji ko bola ki mera jo slogan hai Jai Jawan Jai Kisan, kyun nahi kuch banate? And you know that Manoj Kumar never took a flight. He always to travel by trains. So while returning by the Frontier Mail, he mentioned the train also. Frontier Mail is a very famous train which runs between Delhi and Mumbai. While returning in the train journey of 24 hours, I wrote
the entire story of Upkar ki ready hui.
Amazing. So,
Amazing.
Lagan was about, you know, You know what it was. It was cricket and all that.
Right.
Connected with Upkar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just overanalyzing, but I'm going to that's why I'm going to confirm with you. All right. Next question. How was Purav or Paschim received in 70-71 when it came? And when and how was it received in the later years by the audience? Release and re-release. Audience ka reception pe thoda bata, agar bata sake.
See, aisa nahi ki picture flop hui ya ekdam thandi thi, but it was, see, people were expecting another Upkar from him.
Achha.
It was nowhere near Upkar. Upkar is the biggest hit of 1967. There's nothing, not even the other mega hits of that year like Farz and Ram Aur Shyam. They don't come close.
You know? Oh, wow. Okay. Upkar is the biggest hit.
Purab aur Paschim was a medium hit. You know?
Medium hit, yeah.
Was shayad because unka budget Purab aur Paschim mein kafi jyada tha because of the shooting abroad and all that. And the cast.
Achha.
Maybe that's why, you know, it must have just broken over even 10 paise ke 10 rupaye 12 rupaye mile honge 25 rupaye ne Upkar ki tarah.
Achha.
But in repeat runs, because then I don't remember as a kid ke hamara theater full tha ki nahi. I didn't look into those things at that time. So far as later on, it was telecast every now and then. It was re-released in the times when purani picture wapas release hoti thi. According to Manoj, in many ways, it is his most successful film to date.
Oh, wow.
Because it is shown on TV. Nowadays, it's only TV and, you know. He gets calls from people who've seen it the first time, congratulating him for it. In that sense, I think all of Manoj's films, again, Kranti accepted, ahead of their times.
Ahead of their times. That's very well said.
I would say especially Purab aur Paschim, Shor and Roti Kapda. Because Upkar mein, the grammar followed was of those times. It was not a futuristic grammar. Puri was solid, the theme was even more solid and became a favorite with the music and the drama and all that. But Purab aur Paschim, Shor aur Roti Kapda aur Makan aaj bhi purane nahi lagte.
Aaj bhi purane lagte, they were relevant lagte. Purab aur Paschim especially, it's fresh, so much ahead of its time.
Treatment jo hai, technical jo part hai, cinematography, the the song.
English music dala hai, English white characters dale hai, British. Oh, amazing! Kya wo matlab genius of Manoj ji, matlab Purab aur Paschim, innovative, so innovative, beautiful. Ji, very nice, wonderful. Ahead of their time, that's very nicely said. All right. Next question I have is, why did Manoj Kumar ji replace the Upkar lyricist with the new name such as Santosh Anand, Purva Suhani Aire?
This is not a valid question. Because see, Upkar mein char writers the.
Ji.
गुलशन बावरा थे, कमर जलालाबादी थे, प्रेम धवन भी थे, यहाँ इंदिवर और प्रेम धवन ब्रिटेन हुए एंड संतोष आनंद केम इन. लाइक आई सेड, संतोष केम इन फॉर वन सॉन्ग. प्रेम सो रोट वन सॉन्ग इन बोथ द फिल्म्स. वहाँ पे अभी याद नहीं मुझे इंदिवर ने कितने गाने लिखे थे, कसमे
दो तीन लिखे थे.
उपकार की बात कर रहा हूँ, जो लता बाई ने गाया था आशा पारेख के लिए.
हर खुशी हो वहाँ तू जहाँ भी रहे.
एंड मे बी समथिंग एल्स ऑल्सो, गुलशन बावरा रोड देश की धरती. यहाँ पे यहाँ पे तो इट वॉज एन इंदिवर शो, यू नो,
इंदिवर शो.
एवरी जान इत सदा जिस गली में, सॉरी, आई एम वेरी सॉरी, कोई जब तुम्हारा
हृदय तोड़ दे,
दुल्हन चली बहन चली, यू नो,
दीज आर ऑल गाना.
ओके, इट वॉज इंदिवर शो एंड दीज थ्री सॉन्ग्स आर अमंग द बेस्ट यू कैन फाइंड इवन इन मनोज.
ओह वाओ, ओह यहाँ हैप्पी जागीर इत सदा डेफिनेटली.
मुझे नितिन मुकेश जी ने बताया कि जो कोई जब तुम्हारा हृदय तोड़ दे वाज रिकॉर्डेड ऑन मुकेश's बर्थडे बाय चांस.
ओह वाओ, बर्थडे पे इतना सैड सॉन्ग गाया मुकेश जी ने.
सैडनेस से ज्यादा इट वाज अ फिलोसॉफिकल काइंड
ऑफ हां फिर भी काफी सीरियस का ना सीरियस वेरी सीरियस
बट ही टुक अ लॉट ऑफ रीटेक्स एंड आफ्टर कल्याण जी भाई टोल्ड हिम कि नहीं अभी बराबर है तो ही सेड नो आई वांट टू डू मोर ऑल टाइम हिज फैमिली वाज वेटिंग फॉर हिम
क्या बात है
या
वाह 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 क्या गाना बने वो क्या गाना
आउट ऑफ दीस थ्री द बेस्ट फॉर मी पर्सनली बिकॉज़ रिमेंबर द टाइम आई वाज एक्सपोज्ड टू द फिल्म एंड द म्यूजिक एट दैट एज मेरे लिए आज तक सबसे प्यारा गाना जो है और सबसे बढ़िया गाना जो है वो दुल्हन चली
अच्छा जो गाना जहां से फिल्म शुरू होती
है हां वेरी कंपेयर्स इंडिया विद द दुल्हन
दैट्स आल्सो इनोवेटिव सो इनोवेटिव
पैरेलल्स आर सो गुड पैरेलल आर सो गुड द वर्ड्स आर सो पावरफुल यू नो
हमारी आजादी की दुल्हनें 20 साल की होगी तो वो कहते हैं कि 20 साल की होली गांधी को बाबुल बना दिया कस्तूरबा को माँ बना दिया माय गॉड सो इनोवेटिव जी
मनोज जी फिल्म साउंड टेकिंग वाज ऑसम ऑलवेज
और कैमरा एंगल्स कितने एंगल वो फिल्म वहीं से शुरू होगी तो अमेजिंग अमेजिंग पूरा क्वेश्चन यस 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 वंडरफुल So, संतोष आनंद जी को कैसे लाए थोड़ा उसको बताइए आपने लिरिसिस पे बुक लिखी है पूरी तो यू हैव डेफिनेटली मोर इनसाइट्स ऑन लिरिसिस
ही वाज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू संतोष आनंद ये संतोष जी का भी इंटरव्यू मैंने लिया है
हां हां बताइए
फोन पर दिल्ली से ही वाज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू संतोष आनंद बाय सम कॉमन फ्रेंड इन दिल्ली
अच्छा
संतोष जी वाज अ लाइब्रेरियन देयर
हां
एंड ही यूज्ड टू राइट पोएट्री आल्सो
अच्छा
सो समथिंग मस्ट हैव क्लिक्ड बिकॉज़ यू नो
हां
संतोष जी हिमसेल्फ does not give too much importance to Purav or Pashchim, ironically.
Why? Kyun?
Yeah. because his interaction with Kalyan ji, Anand ji was according to him, right. You know,
achha.
Nothing spectacular. He says...
Uske baad show rahi, phir to rest is history. Show mein jo gaane leke Santosh ji ne, my God.
Manoj ji changed to Lakshmikant Pyarelal.
Haan, wo bhi puchna tha aapse main. Haan, wo puchna tha aapse main.
So that's when he had a bigger role in Shor and Roti Kapdar, Makan and Kranti. And he's definitely, and because of Manoj ji, he went into the RK banner with Prem Rokh. So, you know, but whatever work he did for them and even in outside film, brilliant work.
हाँ नहीं तो वो भी पूछना था मुझसे मुझे आपसे कि मनोज जी ने कल्याण जी आनंद जी के साथ बाद में काम ही नहीं किया व्हाई व्हाई इज ऑल दैट पूरा पर पश्चिम वाज लास्ट फिल्म विद मनोज जी ऑफ कल्याण जी आनंद जी राइट इज देयर
ही डिड कलयुग और रामायण
अच्छा उसमें हाँ वो वापस आते हैं अच्छा राइट बट शोर में रिपीट नहीं शोर में वो लक्ष्मी प्यारे को कैसे लाए
एक्चुअली उसका अंदर का रीजन अगर कोई होगा तो मुझे पता नहीं बट व्हाट ही टोल्ड मी व्हाट ही टोल्ड मी वाज दैट After Anita, Pathar Ke Sanam and Sajan, which we had done with him as actors, and especially Anita and Pathar Ke Sanam.
Lakshmikant Pyarelal se us sab mein.
So he said, I wanted to work with
him. Oh, kya baat.
I just wanted to work with him.
Aap to puri book likh rahe, Lakshmikant Pyarelal pyare pe bhi aap puri kitab likh rahe. So we are all eagerly awaiting for your books.
Ye kahani nahi hai, kyunki ye kahani purani hai. Because this is what I asked him probably in my first interview.
Because
that time it was a big thing, you know.
But
there was no politics involved. See, Kalyan ji bhai, Anand ji bhai, Lakshmikant Pyarelal, they are very close because
Lakshmi. They are assistants. Actually, assistants hai na pehle Lakshmi Pyarelal unke assistant bhi the Kalyan ji aise.
And Kalyan ji bhai, you know, never believed in anything. He Kalyan ji bhai ko maine khud ye sawal pucha tha.
Acha.
So, haan, to Kalyan ji bhai ne mujhe bola tha ki dekhiye, aapke takdir mein hai, wo aapke paas kaise bhi karke aayega, kaise bhi karke.
Perfect answer.
After the first recording of Shor, which was Ek Pyar Ka Naam Hai.
Ek Pyar Ka Naam
Hai. It was already decided, you know, already decided that Manoj ji, Lata Bhai, Mukesh ji, Lakshmikant Pyarelal, probably Santosh Anand, would go to Kalyan ji, Anand ji's house for lunch from the record.
Arre babre, kya? राजीव जी ने जो किताबें लिखी उनकी कुछ जो जहां तक मुझे पता है धर्मेंद्र पे इन्होंने किताब लिखी है लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल पे किताब लिखने वाले हैं और लिरिसिस्ट पे किताब लिखी है तो यूनिक टॉपिक्स एंड रियली थैंकफुल For all these insightful books that he has written.
Lakshmikant Pyarelal ki book abhi publication mein hai. अभी आई नहीं है, अगले साल आएगा.
जी जी जी.
And the first book I wrote is The History of Indian Film Music, which came about 10 years ago. So, usme maine 1931 se 2009, matlab ye book January 2010 mein release hui, 2009 ka music ka safar ekdam concise way mein decade to decade.
Arre wah. So, I have to get all of your books soon, as soon as possible.
You know, the trends, the people who came, the people who went, all the influences, filmmakers, stars, etc.
Right. Wonderful.
So, usme aapko ye Kalyan ji, Anand ji ke bare mein bhi kafi milega.
Kafi milega. Acha. Haan, haan. Theek hai. I think next question mera tha. I think ye last question hai. Then we'll talk more freely. But last question in my list is, from Shaheed 65 to Puro aur Pashche 70, Manoj Kumar films did not have any significant Muslim characters. Sure, apparently was the first time in which Prem Nath appeared as a Pathan, Khan Badsha. Any insights on this evolution of Manoj Kumar ji? It's kind of a little bit...
Pran Sahib to the no Upkar mein, Malang Chacha.
I couldn't figure out if Malang Chacha is a Muslim character. I couldn't figure out that.
Unka outfit to waise hi tha.
Achha,
Malang is actually, in that sense, isn't it an Urdu word? I'm also not very sure.
Malang, I thought, is kind of a, you know, sannyasi or... I'm not sure.
My opinion is it's an Urdu word. Hai.
Achha, ho sakta, ho bhi sakta.
But, haan.
But it's clearly, the Muslim character was Prem Nath Saab the show, Khan Badshah. So, nobody can mistake. Right? So, before that, Purva Pashchim, I didn't see any Muslim character. Upkar mein bhi nahi dikhe.
Yeah, but that's again, see, there were filmmakers in those days,
right?
Who, because probably of the trauma of the partition and all that, or maybe for because हमारे मुस्लिम के तभी दंगे हो रहे थे, हो गए थे, हो नहीं रहे थे, हो गए. There was this insecurity, and then the wars with Pakistan.
Yes.
So people. Have Muslim characters in Hindu subjects and vice versa. I don't think in that... See, Manoj ji ka... I would compare him in a way with Raj Kapoor. Commercially, very successful. Intelligent filmmaking. Intelligent.
Yes.
But not cunning filmmaking. You know?
Calculated...
Calculated nahi ke ek Muslim character hona chahiye.
Achha.
If you see the graph of even Manoj Kumar's songs and the films, technically all these four films, Shaheed to obviously hai, but all these four films were not conventional.
Oh yes. They were not so-called masala films. They were not masala films.
No. They were masala films. Intelligently done masala films. जैसे राज कपूर करते थे, बीआर चोपड़ा करते थे, दूसरे विजनरीज करते थे कि अलग अलग तरह का सब्जेक्ट और अलग अलग डिफरेंट सब्जेक्ट्स, बट अपील शुड बी मेनस्ट्रीम, अपील शुड बी टू यू नो
राइट
वाला भी और वो टाइकून भी जो आजकल फिल्ममेकर्स नहीं कर पाते इतना.
सो यूर पुटिंग मनोज कुमार जी विद बीआर चोपड़ा साहब एंड राज कपूर साहब style of filmmaking.
All those, they're brilliant filmmakers, all of them. I mean, the list begins with V. Shantaram. Oldest, probably of the contemporary greats, if I can call V. Shantaram contemporary, because his last hit was in 1971. His last film was in 87.
So he's making
films from the 30s, 20s or 30s, late.
50 saal ka. My God.
70 saal ka. In that sense, you know, those filmmakers did not go heavily towards artistic cinema. That graph with Bimal Roy, Gurudat.
Right.
Time there is success, sometimes there is not. Sometimes your best work becomes average, and sometimes a little halka work becomes a big hit.
वो बहुत बड़ा सोचते
तो ये आई वुड नॉट से कि ये क्लास है या कुछ डिवीजन है, ये तो हम ये नहीं बोल रहे कि ये साइंस स्टूडेंट है या आर्ट स्टूडेंट है या कॉमर्स स्टूडेंट है,
बट
इक्वली गुड. एंड आई देयरफॉर कम बैक टू द क्वेश्चन, आई डोंट थिंक वो फिल्म कैरेक्टर घुसाना चाहिए.
अच्छा,
उसमें नहीं पड़े वो.
हाँ हाँ हाँ, अगर होना ही चाहिए
जो 2000 लोग और 500 लोग और खुश होंगे, वो चक्कर आई डोंट थिंक कुमार की फिल्मों में कभी देखा गया.
हाँ, क्रांति में शत्रुघ्न सिन्हा थे, वो मुस्लिम बने थे क्रांति में, और शोर में प्रेमनाथ बने थे. अदरवाइज वी सी मोस्टली ओनली हिंदू कैरेक्टर्स इन माय
थिंग. आई थिंक दैट्स इमटेरियल,
दैट इज नॉट,
बिकॉज़ आई एम श्योर दैट मुस्लिम्स लव पूर्व और पश्चिम एज मच एज हिंदूज लव.
ऑफ कोर्स, इट्स अ ग्रेट पॉइंट, दैट्स ग्रेट पॉइंट. या
या,
राइट राइट. सो आई थिंक वी हैव अ फ्यू मिनट्स लेफ्ट, मोर 5 और 6 मिनट्स लेफ्ट. सो एनी मोर यू नो free flowing thoughts you might want to add, floor is yours, Rajiv ji. Anything else you would like to add, your
nothing much. I think if you talk about Purab or Pashchim, I would definitely mention one factor, and that is
hello,
I can hear you.
Yeah, Rajiv ji, yeah, continue, aap bata rahe the kuch.
Yeah, the one point I would like to mention is the editing. The Manoj ji ke editor B.S. Glad saab the.
Achha.
Or the Purav aur Pashchim editing was, you know, when I watched it many years later, when I came to know a little bit about these things, it was remarkable, I feel. And at the same time, probably Manoj ji thought ki mujhe hi kuch karna chahiye. So that's why he made his debut as an editor, which is next film Shore. क्या रोल था उनका. मनोज जी ने ये मेरे को बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बात बताई है कि आफ्टर आई राइट माय फिल्म्स, व्हेन आई डायरेक्ट, व्हेन आई टेक द, व्हेन आई डू द शूटिंग, आई डोंट पे अटेंशन टू द राइटर बिकॉज द डायरेक्टर हैज टू मेक अ गुड.
यस,
एंड yeah, and when I edit the film, I have little consideration for the director because the shot should be very crisp and, you know, appealing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
जो चीजें उन्होंने की,
ये आपने, you could capture this from him, this is amazing, and you also write in your article, so this is really, really wonderful. So when I see this pattern now, Rajiv ji, confirm, please confirm what I'm thinking. So Shaheed mein he is only actor and everything else he is doing ghostly. Then Upkar mein he is actor and director, everything else is ghostly. Third mein Purab aur Pashchim mein producer bhi ban jate hain wo. Shore mein wo editor bhi ban jate hain. Ek ek head add karte ja rahe hain Manoj ji, aisa lagta hai har film se.
Nahi, in Shaheed he was officially the writer.
Acha, official writer the, acha. Writer and actor the. Upkar mein director bhi ban jate hain. Purab aur Pashchim mein producer bhi ban jate hain. Shore mein editor bhi ban jate hain. Kind of he's adding these roles to him officially, more officially. So,
but बट वो क्या होता है ना कि थोड़ा एवोल्यूशन, ही हैड इंटरेस्ट इन ऑल दीस फील्ड्स. ही हिमसेल्फ सेज कि मैं एज अ लिरिसिस्ट कुछ ग्रेट नहीं हूं.
साई बाबा में उन्होंने गाने भजन लिखे, साई बाबा वाली जो फिल्म थी शिर्डी के साई बाबा में गीत लिखे भजन. दैट्स अमेजिंग, वंडरफुल राजीव जी. एनीथिंग एल्स? सो थैंक यू अगेन फॉर योर टाइम एंड रियली ग्रेट टू हैव यू एंड होपफुली वी कैन डू मोर. यस,
या श्योर. Okay, good evening.
Thank you, Rajiv. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye for now.